Hi everyone, it's Chris for A Plus English.
And
And
I'm Laura. Ooh.
today's article is about music.
Nice.
So I would like to ask you what your favorite genre of music.
Oh.
genre means the type. So whether it is
我知道。
pop music like Justin Bieber or Michael Jackson, or classical like Mozart or Beethoven. Dun, dun,
I
咚
love all
咚。
kinds of music. 刚刚 Chris 问我说，我喜欢什么样的这个类型的音乐，movie genre。不过呢，我个人呢，其实还蛮爱这种电影原声带，不知道大家觉得如何呢？I actually love music soundtrack. Okay, especially right after I watch a really good movie. Okay, I just recently watched a movie, Silver Linings Playbook. 拍特的幸福。
Now, I
日
think,
记。
well, when you listen to a
Yeah.
soundtrack, you feel the emotions you felt when watching the
Yes.
movie, which I think is cool. But let's check out the article.
Right.
A free spirit, Cheer Chen.
Cheer Chen isn't the average Taiwanese pop star. She prefers to shy away from cameras and work behind the scenes. However, Cheer still has thousands of loyal fans because she is an excellent musician. When Cheer was young, her mother sent her to music classes to learn the piano. With great passion, she started to make her own music and won many competitions in college. She even traveled to Kending to sell her work before entering the music scene. Since then, Cheer has created a large number of classic hits, like In My Closet and Travel Is Meaningful. Every song from Cheer comes with heartfelt lyrics and music.
Musician, musician. The musicians got on stage and played songs for 2 hours. The musicians got on stage and played songs for 2 hours. Young, young. The young boy likes to run outside and play all day. The young boy likes to run outside and play all day. College. College. Karen went to college and studied engineering. Karen went to college and studied engineering. Lyric. Lyric. Dylan writes very creative lyrics for all of his songs. Dylan writes very creative lyrics for all of his songs.
Okay, Cheer Chen isn't the average Taiwanese pop star.
Okay, I think some kids are probably out there thinking, who is Cheer Chen? But if I tell you her Chinese, then you'll go, oh, 就是陈绮贞，没有错。Cheer Chen, that's right. 是陈绮贞，那她不同于一般的台湾的流行歌手哦。在这里呢，我们看到 average 就有着一般啦、普通这样的意思。比方像是如果说 an average day 就是一个很普通的日子这样的意思。Hey, did you know the average woman lives longer than the average man?
I did, and that makes me sad because I am the average man, so
right.
I won't live as long as women. It's
anyway.
Sad.
Okay, we also saw the word pop star, 就是指流行的明星。Pop 其实就是等于 popular 这样子的缩写咯。
Yep, and pop is easy to spell. P-O-P, pop. And if you ever go to Michigan, my hometown, my home state, they call soda pop.
Oh, right, right, right.
So if you say, can I have a soda, they'll go, huh? If you say, can I have a pop, they'll say, do you want Coca-Cola or Pepsi? Yeah, it's pretty cool. She prefers to shy away from cameras and work behind the scenes.
Okay, 所以这里我们讲到是陈绮贞哦，她比较低调，她鲜少在荧光幕前露面，所以她会避开这个镁光灯的焦点哦。她比较偏好怎么样，在幕后工作。在这里呢，我们有看到 behind the scenes， 其实就是在幕后这样的意思。像有时候我们如果看一部电影啦，或是看 DVD， 它后面呢还会附赠这个 behind the scenes， 就是一些幕后花絮的一些影片，还蛮有趣哦。那不过呢，这里呢 ，we actually so prefer， and that's our 英文快译通哦。
英文快译通。
So if you want to know how to use prefer, you have to go and check out our 英文快译通。
英文
快译通 ，Oh yeah！
Hello， 大家好 ，I'm Tim。英文中我们常用 prefer 这个动词来表达宁愿怎么样，或者是偏好怎么样的意思。不过这个动词究竟要怎么样来使用呢？现在就明来一起来看看吧。prefer 这个动词共有三个常见的句型，第一个就是单纯的在 prefer 后面加上名词。举例来说 ，I prefer juice in the morning。I prefer juice in the morning。表示我早上的时候比较喜欢喝果汁。当然我们可以在后面加上 to， 表示在两个名词中间你比较喜欢某一个，或者宁愿选择其中一个。例如 I prefer juice to milk in the morning。 I prefer juice to milk in the morning， 表示我早上的时候喜欢喝果汁胜过于牛奶。现在再让我们再来造一个句子，例如妈妈喜欢喝咖啡胜过于茶。妈妈喜欢喝咖啡胜过于茶，而英文就是 Mom prefers coffee to tea。 Mom prefers coffee to tea。 要记住 prefer 后面我们搭配的是 to 而不是 than， 千万可别写成了 Mom prefers coffee than tea 哦，大家一定要记住。而 prefer 的第二个句型是在它的后面加上动词 ing， 这个用法也相当的常见。例如 Kelly prefers listening to pop musicKelly prefers listening to pop music， 表示 Kelly 她比较喜欢听流行音乐。而一样的，我们可以在 to 后面加上名词或者是动词的 ing， 表示某个人喜欢 A 胜过于 B， 或者宁愿做某件事也不愿做另外一件事。例如 ，Kelly prefers listening to pop music to listening to rock and roll。Kelly prefers listening to pop music to listening to rock and roll。表示 Kelly 她喜欢听流行音乐胜过于摇滚乐。而接下来的最后的句型就是我们这次课文提到的 prefer 加上 to 加上原形动词的用法。我们举个例句来说， David prefers to sleep at home instead of going out with his girlfriend。 David prefers to sleep at home instead of going out with his girlfriend， 表示 David 他宁愿在家睡觉也不愿意和他的女朋友出去。不过 prefer 加上 to 加上原形动词的用法和 prefer 加上动词 ing 的用法意义上并没有特别的差别，因此这个句子我们同样也可以写成 David prefers sleeping at home instead of going out with his girlfriend。 David prefers sleeping at home instead of going out with his girlfriend。 当你用来强调个人偏好的时候呢， prefer 是很好用的动词哦。 I prefer to study English with my friends。跟大家一起学英文是不是很快乐呢？我们下次见咯。
Alright, so we also saw shy away from. It means to avoid having to deal with some unpleasant task. So something you don't want to do.
Okay,、so 我们都知道 shy 就是有种害羞这样的意思，像是如果有一种人他是 camera shy， 他可能就是很怕看到这个镜头。那课我们提到的 shy away from 其实就是由于这个可能羞怯或者是有时候恐惧呢而要避开或是退缩躲开这样的意思哦。So how do you use this phrase?
Okay, Tom always shies away from cleaning the bathroom. So Tom always shies away from doing some unpleasant task, which is cleaning the bathroom.
It's like me. I'm like that. I'm like Tom. 我只是有时候因为我很怕这个就是要清理太多东西的污垢，所以我会很逃避然后清理厕所这样子的一个家事哦。
Now, you said camera shy earlier. I am camera shy as an adult, but when I was younger, I loved the camera. So there's lots of pictures of me as a kid, and then as I got older, like none. So if you are camera shy, get over it, because otherwise, when you grow older, you'll grow up, you won't have photos of you as a kid. It's kind of sad.
That's kind of sad. Then there won't be any memories, you know, when you want to see, oh, that's when I went blah, blah, blah with whoever. Yeah. It's like, you won't see that.
It's sad. But, however, Cheer still has thousands of loyal fans because she is an excellent musician.
She sure is.所以呢前面我们是说陈绮贞她非常的低调，她其实我们常常也不会看她在节目上。 However, 然而呢但是呢陈绮贞她仍然是具有许多忠诚的这个粉丝哦。我们这里看到 loyal 就是很忠诚的意思，而 fans 当然就是粉丝的意思啦。因为呢她是一个非常杰出而且优秀的音乐人哦。那这里有没有看到 thousands of， 其实他虽然字面上有着成千上万的，但是口语上我们可以用来表示很多很多数不清这样的意思啦。
Alright, so we also saw the word musician、and musician is a person who plays a musical instrument or writes music, especially as a job、So some musicians you might know are Justin Timberlake
Jay
Chou,、Jolene.、And we spell musician M-U-S-I-C, like music, and then I-A-N. M-U-S-I-C-I-A-N, musician.、
Okay, 所以呢当然我们说音乐人啦，甚至于是音乐家都可以用这个字 musician. Okay, 要注意它的发音，因为我们通常说 music.是音乐，可是如果我们在后面加音乐家或音乐人，它的发音就变成 musician. Okay, so you could have a rock or jazz or classical musician. We talk about classical like Bach or Mozart.
Or Chopin. Yeah, exactly. And those are genres of music, right? The musicians got on stage and played songs for 2 hours. The musicians, so the people in the band, got on the stage and played songs for 2 hours. That's pretty awesome.
Right, 音乐家们上台演奏了将近两个小时哦。
Okay, so back to our article. When Cheer was young, and young means not yet old, or not as old as like other people that are young, so...It's an adjective, young,、not old.、
young 呢其实就是有年轻的、年幼的这样的意思。For example, you can say, he looks young for his age. Okay, 所以就是有的人他如果看起来比实际年龄还要年轻，就可以这么说啦。那常我们说年轻人呢，我们也可以用 young people、这样子来用都可以哦。Okay, what are some examples, other examples of how you can use this word?
Well, you could say he dreamed of being an artist when he was young. So when he was maybe like a boy or a teenager, if he's older now, he would have dreamed of being an artist then. The boy likes to run outside and play all day. The young boy likes to run outside and play all day. So the not old boy, the young boy, enjoys playing outside.
Right. 年幼的男童喜欢外出嬉戏一整天。
Okay, when Cheer was young, her mother sent her to music classes to learn the piano.
哦，所以张晨曦生小时候呢，他的妈妈就送他去念这个读这个 music class， 就是音乐班，所以因此呢，他就会学会弹钢琴 ，learn the piano.
With great passion, she started to make her own music and won many competitions.
Wow, nice. 那由于呢，他对音乐有强烈的 passion， 就是热情哦。这个大学时期的时候呢，这陈绮贞他就投入怎么样创作自己的音乐，并且他还赢得许多的比赛哦。
Okay, so we saw the word competition, and it's an activity done by several people or groups of people, each trying to do better than all the others. We spell competition C-O-M-P-E-T-I-T-I-O-N, competition.
Okay, competition 就是比赛这样子的意思啦。那如果是运动比赛，我们可以用 race, R-A-C-E.
Hey, Laura, can you tell me about any singing competitions in Taiwan?
Yeah, there's 星光大道. Okay, a lot of people got famous because of that show, like 萧敬腾、徐佳莹 a lot. And there's another one that's sort of like the Taiwanese version of Super Idol. It's called... 超偶，超级偶像。It's actually Super Idol in Chinese.
Okay, but Cheer won many competitions in college.
Right.
So that means she won these shows against all these other college kids. And college is a place where students can study for a degree after they have finished high school.
Okay, college 的意思呢就是大学这样的意思啦。
All right, so Karen went to college and studied engineering.So that's our example sentence for college. Continuing the article. She even traveled to Kanding, to sell her work before entering the music scene.
Oh, so she 进入这个音乐圈 music scene 之前呢，她还旅行到肯丁销售自己的作品哦。
Since then, Cheer has created a large number of classic hits like In My Closet and Travel is Meaningful.
那在之后他还创作许多经典的畅销歌曲哦，像是《躺在你的衣橱》和《旅行的意义》。
And every song from Cheer comes with heartfelt lyrics and music.
What does lyrics mean?
The lyrics are the words of a song. And lyrics is spelled L-Y-R-I-C-S. And lyric is the singular version of it.
Lyric 就是歌词的意思啦。
Right, and Dylan writes very creative lyrics for all of his songs. So Dylan writes very creative lyrics or words for all of his songs. Cool, that's it for today's article. Oh, well, that was exciting. I would like to learn more about Cheer Chen.
Well, you will find out more about her tomorrow, but I want to ask you a question.
Okay.
Do you have, who is your favorite musician?
My favorite musician. You know, I will say that I have been listening to Justin Timberlake's newest album, 2020. And I would say maybe Justin Timberlake at the moment.
Nice. I like Nicki Minaj. Okay, that's it for today. We'll come back tomorrow for more about Cheer Chen.
All right.
Hi everyone, 欢迎收看 A Plus 小聚会，我是 Evita。大家会快速转换喜怒哀乐这四种情绪吗？喜、怒、哀、乐。OK, 那今天要来教大家用英文表达的第一种情绪就是喜悦。那开心、兴奋这类情绪的英文形容词，相信大家都知道不少，例如 happy、excited、delighted 等等。那今天要跟大家分享的英文句子是 I'm so elated, I'm so elated. Elated, 形容词，兴高采烈，得意洋洋的意思。E-L-A-T-E-D. 在这里另外跟同学们补充一个文法点哦。以 excited 为例子，如果我要说我对这场棒球赛感到很兴奋，那么英文的说法就是 I feel so excited about the baseball game. I feel so excited.About the baseball game. 而要说令人感到兴奋的棒球赛，英文则是说 The exciting baseball game. The exciting baseball game. 为什么一个是 ED, 一个是 ING 结尾呢？其实形容词的用法多少是有迹可循的。一般我们在形容人的情绪这类形容词， 多少可以发现是以 ed 结尾，而形容事物的时候多用以 ing 结尾的形容词。太棒了，同学们，有没有觉得很开心很兴奋，学了一个文法？ Also, I'm so elated to see you guys tomorrow. A Plus 小聚会，明天见咯，拜拜。
A free spirit. Cheer Chen.
Cheer Chen isn't the average Taiwanese pop star. She prefers to shy away from cameras and work behind the scenes. However, Cheer still has thousands of loyal fans because she is an excellent musician.When Cheer was young, her mother sent her to music classes to learn the piano. With great passion, she started to make her own music and won many competitions in college. She even traveled to Kanding to sell her work before entering the music scene. Since then,Cheer has created a large number of classic hits, like In My Closet and Travel is Meaningful. Every song from Cheer comes with heartfelt lyrics and music. Musician. Musician. The musicians got on stage and played songs for 2 hours. The musicians got on stage and played songs for 2 hours. Young. Young. The young boy likes to run outside and play all day. The young boy likes to run outside and play all day. College.College. Karen went to college and studied engineering. Karen went to college and studied engineering. Lyric. Lyric. Dylan writes very creative lyrics for all of his songs. Dylan writes very creative lyrics for all of his songs.